This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Iran has made threats against an army post in Washington, D.C., and against the army's vice chief of staff. Now, that's according to two senior U.S. intelligence officials who were not authorized to publicly discuss national security matters and spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity. The threats are one reason the army has pushed for more security around Fort McNair, which sits alongside Washington's bustling waterfront district. City leaders are fighting the Army's plan to add a wide buffer zone from the shore to the Washington Channel. That plan would cut off access to as much as half of the width of the busy waterway. Despite the clamor to speed up the U.S. vaccination drive against COVID-19, the first 3 months of the rollout suggest faster is not necessarily better. A surprising new analysis found that states like South Carolina and Florida that raced to offer the vaccination to ever larger groups of people have vaccinated smaller shares of their population than those that moved more slowly and methodically, like Hawaii and Connecticut. The explanation, as experts see it, is the rapid expansion of eligibility caused a surge in demand too big for some states to actually handle. The result was serious disarray, confusion, and frustration. The analysis may hold an important lesson for states as they rush to meet President Joe Biden's goal of making adults eligible for vaccination by May 1st. That is, all eligible adults eligible for vaccination by May 1st. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A surge of migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border has the Biden administration scrambling to manage both a humanitarian and a political challenge. AP correspondent Ben Thomas explains.
They've created the crisis.
Congressman Michael McCaul says the Biden administration has been sending the wrong messages, telling ABC's This Week,
the messaging is that if you want to come, you can stay.
But Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, also appearing on ABC's This Week, says the message is clear.
We are expelling families. We are expelling single adults.
And for children intending to cross alone,
now is not the time to come. Do not come. The journey is dangerous.
Mayorkas says the Biden administration is having to rebuild structures for dealing with migrants that the Trump administration dismantled. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Meanwhile, the Mexican banks of the Suchiate River downed with a heavy presence of immigration agents in place to enforce Mexico's new limits on all but essential travel and its shared border with Guatemala. Dozens of immigration agents lined the riverside Sunday, asking those who landed on the giant inner tube rafts that carry most of the cross-border traffic for documentation and turning many back. Those turned away weren't necessarily migrants. They were the small-time Guatemalan merchants and residents across the river who buy in bulk in Mexico to resell in Guatemala or purchase household items when the exchange rate favors it. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has made his first visit to Afghanistan as Pentagon chief, and he says that the Biden administration wants to see a responsible end to America's longest war. But he also says the level of violence must decrease for fruitful diplomacy to have a chance. With questions swirling about how long U.S. troops will remain in the country, he said during the stop Sunday in Kabul that in terms of an end date or setting a specific date for withdrawal, that's the domain of my boss, meaning President Biden. He said his visit was intended to let him listen and learn and to help with his participation in reviewing the future of the American force. North Korea's embassy in Malaysia officially shut down Sunday, with diplomatic staff leaving the compound 2 days after both countries abruptly cut ties. North Korea on Friday announced it would sever diplomatic relations with Malaysia after the Southeast Asian nation extradited a North Korean national to the United States to face money laundering charges last week. Malaysia said it deeply regretted North Korea's decision, adding that it would close its embassy in Pyongyang in response. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.